This is Economy Watch, what you need to know about New Zealand's economic life today. Brought to you by interest.co.nz.
Kia ora and welcome to Friday's Economy Watch, where we follow the economic events and trends that affect New Zealand. I'm David Chaston and this is the international edition from interest.co.nz. Today we lead with news of more momentum in the commodity supercycle. But first, the US reported a big drop in jobless claims for last week, reinforcing the recovery in their labour market. There are now only 3.8 million people on these benefits, a very sharp decrease from the 22 million a year ago. In fact, the latest data suggests normal pre-pandemic claims levels are now in sight. In fact, announced layoffs and jobs cuts fell in April to their lowest level in more than 20 years. In Canada, home prices could lift 14% this year as low rates stoke demand, their housing market regulator said. But today it's all about commodity prices. Increasing optimism over the global economic recovery has pushed them all higher. Government stimulus measures and rising investment is doing the job. However, supply-side issues are also contributing to market tightness. For copper, the transition to sustainable energy networks has powered its price to over $10,000 a tonne. Iron ore prices rose sharply again today, despite, or maybe because of, rising political tensions between China and Australia. Coal prices are shooting up too on rising steel demand. And global food prices shot up again in April. Output is up in most places, but sharply rising demand, especially out of China, is keeping stocks low and prices high. Meat and dairy prices are part of this global trend, but the big gains are for soy, canola and palm oil, again mostly based on Chinese demand. You can see the consequences in the Brazilian and Borneo rainforests. China's frustrations with Australia have boiled over, and Beijing has announced it will stop talking to Canberra. In a notice on an official website, Beijing has applied an indefinite suspension to all activities under the China-Australia Strategic Economic Dialogue Mechanism. It is particularly unhappy with, quote, certain people in the Australian federal government, unquote. This is largely a symbolic move, however, and one that underlies China's weakness to be able to respond in a way that really hurts Australia without hurting itself more. And the same issues are holding the EU back from ratifying its big investment agreement with China, and the Chinese are frustrated with that delay too. And now China has expressed anger at New Zealand for the unanimous parliamentary condemnation of how China is re-educating their Uyghur minority. But given this was a statement from their Wellington embassy rather than from Beijing directly, the trade consequences may be mild for us. In China itself, there are growing doubts about the strength of the recovery in their factory sector, especially that part focused on exports. Chinese exports are still reluctant to invest even after shipments surged during the pandemic, partly due to a sharp rise in labour costs there and partly due to lingering uncertainty from the US-China trade war. Beijing wants to talk to the US about easing tensions, but the US wants to talk about China living up to the deal it had with Trump. The US Treasury 10-year yield starts today at 1.56% and down 2 basis points overnight. And the price of gold starts today at $1,815 an ounce, and that's up $30 since this time yesterday to its highest since mid-February. And oil prices are down 50 cents today at just under $65 a barrel in the US, while the Brent benchmark is on $68 a barrel. And the Kiwi dollar opens today at 72.3 US cents and firmer again since this time yesterday. Against the Australian dollar, we're still at 93 Australian cents, but against the euro, we're at 60 euro cents. That means our trade weighted index is still at 74.1. And the Bitcoin price is now $56,960 and a mere 0.8% below this time yesterday. Volatility in the past 24 hours has been a moderate plus or minus 1.7%. You can find links to the articles mentioned today in our show notes. Get more news affecting the economy in New Zealand from interest.co.nz. Kia ora, I'm David Chaston, and we'll do this again on Monday.